Monsieur le Président, c'est 3 décennies j'ai terminé mon stage à l'Université de Lausanne et maintenant je suis très heureux de revenir à Genève dans le cadre de cet événement important pour le ministère slovaque de la Défense. So, good morning. So, let me provide the very brief presentation. The Slovakian story is very similar with the Bulgarian, as you can see before. The aim of my presentation is just to share our experience, but also to inform you in not in details, but more about our experience and to provide some advice for another member states who are interesting to share our experience to do more in this way of cluster ammunition disposal. Next slide, please. So, firstly, let me summarize the dates of our obligation. We started in 2014 with the signature of the Convention on Cluster Ammunition, but we started with the processes earlier before this signing ceremony. But the crucial decision-making process had been made in 2018 with a governmental decision to destroy cluster ammunition. We decided to go two ways. The first one was the national way, to use Slovakian national capacities and capabilities how to destroy through the Slovak armed forces as well as Slovak institutes for science and technology. This kind of experience was very valuable, not only for national troops and units dealing with these issues, but also for national environment, because we are the performing very special units of NATO, responsible for EOD, explosive ordnance disposal, as centrum of excellence. The second way was very similar with the Bulgarian way, how to destroy the very sophisticated ammunition, specifically M-26, through the multinational ways and multinational contracts. Next slide, please. So, there you will find the charter and the summary of the figures we've been providing in addition of the declaration. In summary, there are 12 types of cluster ammunition. According to our history, the majority of this ammunition is the Russian origin, but as I mentioned before, there are also brand new ammunition, very sophisticated, of German origin, M-26. In the last column, you can see 100% of demilitarization and disposal, so it means we fulfilled our tax on 100%. This number is amazing with regard of ammunition and sub-ammunition numbers, because we achieved disposal of almost 300,000 of ammunition. Next slide, please. So I'd like to shortcut my presentation because the time is approaching. So now you will find some pictures for better awareness how the processes were ongoing. So let me start with our internal processes inside the Military and Testing Institute. Next slide, please. Also, the destruction of cluster ammunition used for training of EOD personnel, as I said before, in a national and multinational level. And next slide, please. Yes, that's the date we declared as of 30 August. We destroyed all this kind of ammunition. Next slide. Okay, the second part was this more sophisticated ammunition, M26, as well as Bulgaria. We've been looking for another option how to destroy, because Slovakia is also a very small nation. We do not have sufficient experience with this kind of ammunition, and primarily due to the environmental damage, how to fulfill this national and international standards in environmental area, we also decided to proceed and to sign a contract with NSPA agency in Kapellen. I can say that it was good decision how to achieve this, how to fulfill this successful story. Next slide, please. So M26 MLRS ammunition was led by two main agreements. This is again similar with the Bulgarian way. The first one was the memorandum between Slovakia and the US regarding the destruction of conventional weapons. The cluster ammunition M26 was the part of this MOU declaration, and the second part was the contract with NSPA with the NAMO NAT company from Norway as the part of NSPA partnership dealing with disposal, dismantling, and demilitarization area inside the NATO environment. Next slide, please. So, in addition, you will find some pictures from our experience with transport, NEMO ammunition store, and the practical disposal processes with the permission of Norwegian company. Next slide. Okay, so that's our personal experience from the processes, just for your awareness and the information. Next slide. Okay, next slide. So thank you very much for your attention. Let me now give the floor back to policy director. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mrnica, for